Welcome to your pretest. Meet Matthew and Lori. There are the two main characters you will hear throughout your examination. Matthew and Lori are living together. They work for different companies in Montreal. In each situation, you will hear a conversation on the audio CD. After hearing each conversation, you will be asked to read one or more questions. Then, you will hear the conversation a second time. Finally, you will choose the correct answer for each question. Ready? Here we go. Situation 1. Questions 1 and 2.
Hi, I'm finally home.
Hi, how was your day?
It's been a busy day. The deadline is approaching fast and everyone is stressed out. I can't wait for this magazine to come out at the beginning of November.
Well, you'll be able to relax when it's over. Do you think you could get some time off in mid-January? Hey, we could take a vacation and go somewhere warm.
Wouldn't that be wonderful? I think it would do us both some good. But I can't get time off until March. Is that okay with you?
I should have no problem getting the first 2 weeks off.
Perfect. I'll check with my boss tomorrow, and if all is well, I will call the travel agency in the morning.
Okay, let me know as soon as possible, so I can also tell them at work.
Fine. By the way, what's for supper?
How about Chinese?
Now, read questions 1 and 2. Now, listen to the conversation again and choose A, B, C, or D. Situation 1. Questions 1 and 2.
Hi, I'm finally home.
Hi, how was your day?
It's been a busy day. The deadline is approaching fast and everyone is stressed out. I can't wait for this magazine to come out at the beginning of November.
Well, you'll be able to relax when it's over. Do you think you could get some time off in mid-January? Hey, we could take a vacation and go somewhere warm.
Wouldn't that be wonderful? I think it would do us both some good. But I can't get time off until March. Is that okay with you?
I should have no problem getting the first 2 weeks off.
Perfect. I'll check with my boss tomorrow, and if all is well, I will call the travel agency in the morning.
Okay, let me know as soon as possible, so I can also tell them at work.
Fine. By the way, what's for supper?
How about Chinese?
Situation 2, questions 3 and 4. Lori is talking to her travel agent. Listen to their conversation.
Globetrotter Travel Agency, Marcia Smith speaking.
Hi, I'm calling to get information for a trip.
Do you have a destination in mind?
I'd like to go somewhere warm, preferably not in Florida. I hear the weather there is rather cool and not always reliable this time of year.
Yes, that does happen sometimes. When were you planning on going?
We'd like to go the first 2 weeks of March.
I would then suggest the Caribbean islands. The weather there is usually quite warm and the chances of precipitation are low.
Oh, that sounds like something we'd like to do. Do you have a few islands in mind?
I'd suggest the Dominican Republic, Barbados, or Jamaica. It depends on how much you're willing to spend and what you want to do there.
We'd like to relax and be able to do a few activities. Also, we have a limited budget.
Then I'd suggest an all-inclusive deal. The price includes the hotel, airfare, transportation to the hotel, as well as the food in some hotels, the drinks.
What island do you suggest?
The Dominican Republic is a good choice.
Now, read questions 3 and 4. Now, listen to the conversation again and choose A, B, C, or D.
Globetrotter Travel Agency, Marcia Smith speaking.
Hi, I'm calling to get information for a trip.
Do you have a destination in mind?
I'd like to go somewhere warm, preferably not in Florida. I hear the weather there is rather cool and not always reliable this time of year.
Yes, that does happen sometimes. When were you planning on going?
We'd like to go the first 2 weeks of March.
I would then suggest the Caribbean islands. The weather there is usually quite warm and the chances of precipitation are low.
Oh, that sounds like something we'd like to do. Do you have a few islands in mind?
I'd suggest the Dominican Republic, Barbados, or Jamaica. It depends on how much you're willing to spend and what you want to do there.
We'd like to relax and be able to do a few activities. Also, we have a limited budget.
Then I'd suggest an all-inclusive deal. The price includes the hotel, airfare, transportation to the hotel, as well as the food in some hotels, the drinks.
What island do you suggest?
The Dominican Republic is a good choice.
Situation 3, questions 5 and 6. Lori is continuing her discussion with the travel agent. Listen to their conversation.
Can you tell me more about the place?
Well, actually, the Dominican Republic is not an island. The island's name is Hispaniola, and it is shared between the Dominican Republic and the Republic of Haiti. You have a choice of staying on the northern coast or the southern coast.
Which one is better?
That depends on what you want. The southern beaches are very beautiful with their gray sand. On this side of the island, you're swimming in the Caribbean Sea. It is also where you will find the Punta Cana, Boca Chica, and Juan Dolio resorts. You can also visit the capital, Santo Domingo.
What about the northern side?
The northern beaches are great for windsurfing. The waves from the Atlantic Ocean are great for this sport. The resorts found here are Puerto Plata, Socia, and Playa Grande.
Should we rent a car?
I would not recommend it, since there are many buses and taxis to get you where you want to go, and driving at night can be dangerous.
Do you have some brochures I can show to my husband?
I'll send you a few. Please do reserve quickly, since many book early, and you might not be able to get your choice. Also, the discounts are only valid for 3 more weeks.
Thanks for everything. I'll call you as soon as possible.
Now, read questions 5 and 6. Now, listen to the conversation again and choose A, B, C, or D. Situation 3, questions 5 and 6. Lori is continuing her discussion with the travel agent. Listen to their conversation.
Can you tell me more about the place?
Well, actually, the Dominican Republic is not an island. The island's name is Hispaniola, and it is shared between the Dominican Republic and the Republic of Haiti. You have a choice of staying on the northern coast or the southern coast.
Which one is better?
That depends on what you want. The southern beaches are very beautiful with their gray sand. On this side of the island, you're swimming in the Caribbean Sea. It is also where you will find the Punta Cana, Boca Chica, and Juan Dolio resorts. You can also visit the capital, Santo Domingo.
What about the northern side?
The northern beaches are great for windsurfing. The waves from the Atlantic Ocean are great for this sport. The resorts found here are Puerto Plata, Socia, and Playa Grande.
Should we rent a car?
I would not recommend it, since there are many buses and taxis to get you where you want to go, and driving at night can be dangerous.
Do you have some brochures I can show to my husband?
I'll send you a few. Please do reserve quickly, since many book early, and you might not be able to get your choice. Also, the discounts are only valid for 3 more weeks.
Thanks for everything. I'll call you as soon as possible.
Situation 4, questions 7 and 8. Lori and Matthew are looking at the travel brochures and discussing about their trip.
There are so many places. I don't know which one to choose.
If we had more money, it would be great to stay on the southern coast in Punta Cana. But I think that either Puerto Plata, Sosua, or Cabarete on the northern coast will be better money-wise.
My choice would be the first one. I'd rather be in a large city for the nightlife. Actually, I like the Playa Dorada Hotel.
Why this one in particular?
Because it has many plans available. It's also on the beach, near a shopping center, and it has a casino. But we have to take a bus to go downtown.
Well, that doesn't sound too bad. I agree with you. Let's choose this one.
When will you make your reservations?
Tomorrow morning. I want to make sure there are still places available.
Now, read questions 7 and 8. Now, listen to the conversation again and choose A, B, C, or D. Situation 4, questions 7 and 8. Lori and Matthew are looking at the travel brochures and discussing about their trip.
There are so many places. I don't know which one to choose.
If we had more money, it would be great to stay on the southern coast in Punta Cana. But I think that either Puerto Plata, Sosua, or Cabarete on the northern coast will be better money-wise.
My choice would be the first one. I'd rather be in a large city for the nightlife. Actually, I like the Playa Dorada Hotel.
Why this one in particular?
Because it has many plans available. It's also on the beach, near a shopping center, and it has a casino. But we have to take a bus to go downtown.
Well, that doesn't sound too bad. I agree with you. Let's choose this one.
When will you make your reservations?
Tomorrow morning. I want to make sure there are still places available.
Situation 5, questions 9 and 10. Lori is talking to the travel agent about her decision.
We have finally made our choice, the Playa Dorada Hotel.
Great. I will make your reservations for the first 2 weeks of March today to make sure that you have a room. I'll need a deposit of $175 per person, and the rest of the payment will be due 45 days before you leave.
That sounds okay. I'm going to give you the deposit after work. I won't need insurance since my employer has it in the package plan.
Perfect. I always recommend having it.
Do we need to bring something in particular?
Make sure your husband brings long pants to wear at the restaurant for supper. They will not accept him otherwise. As for the rest, you only need light clothes, but you might need a sweater on the plane.
I'll make a note of that so I remember.
Oh, it's also a good idea to bring a camera. Anything else?
No. Thanks for everything.
I'll see you later.
Now, Read questions 9 and 10. Now, listen to the conversation again and choose A, B, C, or D. Situation 5, questions 9 and 10. Lori is talking to the travel agent about her decision.
We have finally made our choice, the Playa Dorada Hotel.
Great. I will make your reservations for the first 2 weeks of March today to make sure that you have a room. I'll need a deposit of $175 per person, and the rest of the payment will be due 45 days before you leave.
That sounds okay. I'm going to give you the deposit after work. I won't need insurance since my employer has it in the package plan.
Perfect. I always recommend having it.
Do we need to bring something in particular?
Make sure your husband brings long pants to wear at the restaurant for supper. They will not accept him otherwise. As for the rest, you only need light clothes, but you might need a sweater on the plane.
I'll make a note of that so I remember.
Oh, it's also a good idea to bring a camera. Anything else?
No. Thanks for everything.
I'll see you later.
Situation 6, questions 11 and 12. It's a week before their trip, and Lori and Matthew have just gotten their plane tickets.
We're actually leaving in a week. Finally! I thought we'd never make it.
It's been a very busy winter. Did you pick up the tickets?
Of course! By the way, I wanted to tell you some advice the travel agent gave me.
Sure. About what?
Well, mostly about renting cars. She mentioned that our driver's license is good for 3 months, but to be really careful when driving, since it's pretty much every man for himself. She also said, make sure that we inspect the vehicle when we rent and to report any scratches. Also, we should not rent a new car because the impact of the gravel will be noticeable when we return it.
I'll make sure to remember that.
Have you decided what you want to bring?
Yeah, I'm packing light. I'm bringing my bathing suit, a few pair of shorts, a few t-shirts, a few shirts, 2 pair of pants to go out at night with, and 2 or 3 ties. Do I really need to bring these?
Well, she only mentioned pants and shirts for supper. I think you don't need them. It'll be hot enough anyway.
I'm glad to leave them behind.
Now, read questions 11 and 12. Now, listen to the conversation again and choose A, B, C, or D. Situation 6, questions 11 and 12. It's a week before their trip, and Lori and Matthew have just gotten their plane tickets.
We're actually leaving in a week. Finally! I thought we'd never make it.
It's been a very busy winter. Did you pick up the tickets?
Of course! By the way, I wanted to tell you some advice the travel agent gave me.
Sure. About what?
Well, mostly about renting cars. She mentioned that our driver's license is good for 3 months, but to be really careful when driving, since it's pretty much every man for himself. She also said, make sure that we inspect the vehicle when we rent and to report any scratches. Also, we should not rent a new car because the impact of the gravel will be noticeable when we return it.
I'll make sure to remember that.
Have you decided what you want to bring?
Yeah, I'm packing light. I'm bringing my bathing suit, a few pair of shorts, a few t-shirts, a few shirts, two pair of pants to go out at night with, and two or three ties. Do I really need to bring these?
Well, she only mentioned pants and shirts for supper. I think you don't need them. It'll be hot enough anyway.
I'm glad to leave them behind.
Situation 7, questions 13 and 14. Lori and Matthew have just arrived at the hotel.
Oh, I could get used to this view and this weather.
It's really great. When are we meeting the tour representative?
The note says at 5:30. It's only 3:15 now. We have time to spend at least an hour on the beach and maybe even two.
We have to decide what we want to do first so that we can make the reservations for tours if needed. Also, it would be a good time to ask her questions.
Let's see. I'd like to go horseback riding, maybe go on a jeep tour, and of course there's always shopping. I'd also like to see more of the city, and if the weather allows, go windsurfing.
Wow, that's quite a lot. Are you sure you want to relax?
Well, maybe I could skip a few activities.
I don't know about the horses. We'll see what they look like. I know we can't escape the shopping, and I'd be interested in trying out the windsurfing. Let's wait and see the prices for the other tours.
Now, read questions 13 and 14. Now, listen to the conversation again and choose A, B, C, or D. Situation 7, questions 13 and 14. Lori and Matthew have just arrived at the hotel.
Oh, I could get used to this view and this weather.
It's really great. When are we meeting the tour representative?
The note says at 5:30. It's only 2:45 now. We have time to spend at least an hour on the beach and maybe even two.
We have to decide what we want to do first so that we can make the reservations for tours if needed. Also, it would be a good time to ask her questions.
Let's see. I'd like to go horseback riding, maybe go on a jeep tour, and of course there's always shopping. I'd also like to see more of the city, and if the weather allows, go windsurfing.
Wow, that's quite a lot. Are you sure you want to relax?
Well, maybe I could skip a few activities.
I don't know about the horses. We'll see what they look like. I know we can't escape the shopping, and I'd be interested in trying out the windsurfing. Let's wait and see the prices for the other tours.
Situation 8, questions 15 and 16. Lori and Matthew are talking to Elena, their tour representative.
Okay, I think we've settled the sport activities. Now, how about a tour?
What kind of tours do you have in mind?
Well, you could visit a rum or a beer refinery.
They produce beer in the Dominican Republic?
Actually, it's one of the national beverages of the country. The domestic beers are very good and of high quality. They have three kinds of beers, Presidente, Soberana, and Bohemia.
Can we also find wine?
Well, the wine found here is not local, but nevertheless, it is very good.
You said we could visit a rum refinery. Is it very different from our rum?
Well, the main difference is that there are two kinds of rum. There's the white rum and the gold rum at 35%. They are used in two national cocktails, the Cuba Libre and Pina Colada.
What are they made of?
The first one is made of ice, Coca-Cola, lime, and gold rum. The second is composed of white rum, ice, pineapple, and coconut milk.
Mmm, that sounds good. I think I'd like to visit the refinery and try those drinks.
Now, read questions 15 and 16. Now, listen to the conversation again and choose A, B, C, or D. Situation 8, questions 15 and 16. Lori and Matthew are talking to Elena, their tour representative.
Okay, I think we've settled the sport activities. Now, how about a tour?
What kind of tours do you have in mind?
Well, you could visit a rum or a beer refinery.
They produce beer in the Dominican Republic?
Actually, it's one of the national beverages of the country. The domestic beers are very good and of high quality. They have three kinds of beers, Presidente, Soberana, and Bohemia.
Can we also find wine?
Well, the wine found here is not local, but nevertheless, it is very good.
You said we could visit a rum refinery. Is it very different from our rum?
Well, the main difference is that there are two kinds of rum. There's the white rum and the gold rum at 35%. They are used in two national cocktails, the Cuba Libre and Pina Colada.
What are they made of?
The first one is made of ice, Coca-Cola, lime, and gold rum. The second is composed of white rum, ice, pineapple, and coconut milk.
Mmm, that sounds good. I think I'd like to visit the refinery and try those drinks.
Situation 9, questions 17 and 18. Lori and Matthew are watching a show.
This is fantastic. I wish I could dance like that.
Did you know that the merengue and the bachata are an integral part of their lives? They're also quite different from the cha-cha and the rumba. Those are quite famous too in Latin countries.
Remember when we did the limbo last summer? That was quite amusing also.
I remember all right. I had a sore back for days. You know, these people have such an interesting history. Did you know that the island was the third one discovered by Christopher Columbus in 1492? The capital city, Santo Domingo, was founded in 1502. The city is almost 500 years old.
Wow, that goes back further than our own country's history.
Also, the island was one country, Haiti, for over 44 years. The Dominican Republic became an actual country only in 1844.
You sure know a lot about their history. Where did you learn that?
I only read the information booklet they gave us before leaving. Unlike you.
Now, read questions 17 and 18. Now, listen to the conversation again and choose A, B, C, or D. Situation 9, questions 17 and 18. Lori and Matthew are watching a show.
This is fantastic. I wish I could dance like that.
Did you know that the merengue and the bachata are an integral part of their lives? They're also quite different from the cha-cha and the rumba. Those are quite famous too in Latin countries.
Remember when we did the limbo last summer? That was quite amusing also.
I remember all right. I had a sore back for days. You know, these people have such an interesting history. Did you know that the island was the third one discovered by Christopher Columbus in 1492? The capital city, Santo Domingo, was founded in 1502. The city is almost 500 years old.
Wow, that goes back further than our own country's history.
Also, the island was one country, Haiti, for over 44 years. The Dominican Republic became an actual country only in 1844.
You sure know a lot about their history. Where did you learn that?
I only read the information booklet they gave us before leaving. Unlike you.
Situation 10, questions 19 and 20. Lori and Matthew are on the airplane returning home.
What a holiday! We were able to visit many places and still relax.
And doesn't it feel great to have some warm weather in the middle of winter?
I would love to do this again next year.
Me too. There are many things I'd like to have time to do. It would have been great to go see a baseball match. Hey, did you know the Dominican Republic has provided the American, Canadian, and Japanese leagues with many of their best players?
Interesting. But I would rather take one of those boat trips to the island of Cayo Levantado. That's where you can witness whales giving birth from January to March. Now that would be amazing.
I agree. I would also like to try one of those wawas. You remember they look like little buses and they go from city to city?
Oh yeah. The representative told us that they had no fixed stops. You could be picked up or dropped off anywhere.
That must be fun to stop one, just by waving your arm in the air.
Yeah, but don't forget, she also told us to be careful and to always have money in small denominations to avoid mistakes.
And if we want to go right to our door, there are motorcycles, which are available.
There's so many things to look forward to for next year.
Let's start preparing the trip now.
Now, read questions 19 and 20. Now, listen to the conversation again and choose A, B, C, or D. Situation 10, questions 19 and 20. Lori and Matthew are on the airplane returning home.
What a holiday! We were able to visit many places and still relax.
And doesn't it feel great to have some warm weather in the middle of winter?
I would love to do this again next year.
Me too. There are many things I'd like to have time to do. It would have been great to go see a baseball match. Hey, did you know the Dominican Republic has provided the American, Canadian, and Japanese leagues with many of their best players?
Interesting. But I would rather take one of those boat trips to the island of Cayo Levantado. That's where you can witness whales giving birth from January to March. Now that would be amazing.
I agree. I would also like to try one of those wawas. You remember they look like little buses and they go from city to city?
Oh yeah, the representative told us that they had no fixed stops. You could be picked up or dropped off anywhere.
That must be fun to stop one, just by waving your arm in the air.
Yeah, but don't forget, she also told us to be careful and to always have money in small denominations to avoid mistakes.
And if we want to go right to our door, there are motorcycles, which are available.
There's so many things to look forward to for next year.
Let's start preparing the trip now.
You can relax now. The first part of the pretest is over. Later, you will continue with your second part.